Hey, welcome back to the Dad Show. I'm Dad Pete, and tonight, the kitchen. Specifically, what happens in the kitchen when kids get involved?
Or when dads cook without supervision.
That too. Dave, you start.
Okay, I decided to make pancakes from scratch. My son wanted to help. I said yes because I believe in building confidence.
Noble.
He measured the flour, generously. He had the measuring cup in the bag and kind of scooped enthusiastically.
How much flour?
The counter was white. The floor was white. My son was white. He looks at me and says, "I look like a ghost."
Were the pancakes at least good?
They were like small frisbees, but he was so proud of them. I ate 4 frisbees and told him they were the best pancakes I'd ever had.
That is good dadding right there.
They were genuinely terrible.
Mine. I tried to make a birthday cake from scratch for my daughter's 7th birthday.
How did it go?
I mixed up tablespoons and teaspoons of salt. Quick word from our sponsor, Red Heat Tavern. Bold American food, family-friendly, right in Bedford, Massachusetts. Even the picky eaters will find something. Great spot. Highly recommend. Join them at 173 Great Road, Bedford, Massachusetts. Tell them Dad Pete sent you. Now back to the show.
Oh, no.
The cake tasted like the ocean. My daughter took one bite, put her fork down very carefully, and said, "Daddy, I think something went wrong."
Very diplomatically.
She's a kind child.
What did you do for the birthday?
We went to the grocery store and bought a cake. It was fine. It was better than fine. It had fondant decorations and everything.
Store-bought cakes are underrated.
Completely underrated. No shame whatsoever.
My other kitchen disaster. I taught my son to use a microwave. He decided to microwave a hard-boiled egg to warm it up.
Oh no.
It exploded.
Inside the microwave?
Inside the microwave. The door held, but there was egg on every interior surface. We found pieces of egg in the microwave 3 weeks later.
How did he take it?
He was fascinated. He wanted to know if we could do it again with 2 eggs.
The scientific mind.
The very dangerous scientific mind.
I love that they're curious, though, even when it ends in disaster.
Always in disaster.
Always worth it.
Always worth it.
I'm Dad Pete.
I'm Dave.
See you next week.